Hi everyone, my name is Chin from the University of Florida. I like to think of genome editing as finding treasures. So when you start treasure hunting, the first thing you need is a roadmap, right? So scientists from all over the world have contributed piece by piece to the map of genes, their interaction in plants, their mechanism, their function. And from those roadmaps, we can find, create a roadmap for us to use this as a genetic tool. So first, I think that plants are amazing. And I think you all agree, plants are amazing. Beside the fact that they are stationary, and they can perceive and then react to environmental cues for their growth and development, that is there an indication of the complexity of their biological system. So from this roadmap, we can find a gene to target. First, we can identify a gene that we would like to target, and then we attach a guided RNA to the Cas9. So your guided RNA, imagine as a your GPS system to your Cas9, your Mario Kart. Together they combine and you're set to go, ready to go, but the road is never that easy, right? Like getting our graduate degree is not that easy either. So we would have encounter some problems. And similarly, we can deliver the Cas9 into the plant cell. There are two commonly used methods. First is agrobacterium transformation, where it is genotype dependent, which means that it can be very easily transformed in tomato, but not at all in blueberry. The second one is biolistic, which means it's genotype independent, which means that is can be transformed in many plant species, but then not in has low efficiency. So once we have this roadmap, we have this system together, and where the Cas9 will make a double-stranded break, and then it will create a nickase, and then the plant repair system will then close the gap, which lead to a desirable characteristic you want in the plant. And of course, that is your treasure, right? In our lab, we focus on abiotic stresses, but the option is limitless. You can do maybe herbicide resistant, color, flowering time, as you like. And remember this convoluted map in the genes, so sometime you can run into a problem like you have a disease resistant, but maybe you have lower yield, and I would call that the side effect of the gene editing system. But the bonus point is gene editing is considered as non-GMO, and that is can be released under the USDA regulation. And that's it. Thank you so much, everyone.